Item number three is an application, oops, wrong page, for a subdivision and rezoning for 1927 St. Mary's Road and 70 Alberg Drive under file DASZ1 of 2008.
How we doing here? Okay, I have three people registered. John Casey in support, Donna Federison in opposition, and then Brenda Mile and Carter Trim, who are registered for information. Anyone here whose name I did not call who is interested in this matter? Wish to speak? Seeing none. Okay, we'll proceed with Mr. Casey, who I assume is the applicant.
I think so, yeah.
Yep.
I think he's been here on this one
before. Welcome, Mr. Casey.
Hi.
We'll invite you to speak briefly to the application, and then we'll ask you to stand aside after there's any questions have been answered by that the committee asks. And then people will come down, and if they have any comments, then you'll be expected to respond to those after they're finished making their comments. Okay?
No problem.
Please.
I made this application because one of my main things was on St. Mary's there's... There's no parking in that, right in that particular area. And in order for me to put up a commercial building there, parking is really important to accommodate guests that are going to come to service whatever services we're going to do. And also, too, with the first time I rezoned that, we had made four lots, and because of the way the right in behind there's a little strip mall there with a Max.
Yep.
Unfortunately, I built two homes that I've been having a heck of a time trying to unload them. And the biggest issue is they like the homes, but they don't like them where they're located because of what's behind there. Taking that into consideration, I had sold one of the lots. And at first, that same person that bought that lot was going to buy the other one. Fortunately, unfortunately, they didn't buy it. And I wasn't prepared to put up another house or in that location where I know that we're going to have problem for one, selling, and two, I really needed the space for parking. Basically, that's what it's for.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. Questions, Councilor Swindell?
Dealt with this property before. We've talked about the relationship between the residential and the commercial and why we wanted the commercial to be separate from Alberg Drive.
Yes, we did talk about it, and after giving a lot of consideration on what's happening with the other homes right there, and two, you know, it doesn't make feasible sense for me to put up a commercial building when parking is very limited, and I mean, we want things to be successful in order to go ahead and move forward. At the same time, I look along St. Mary's. There is plenty of structures in the same manner that have ample parking and the same sort of layout that we have.
Did back on to Alberg Drive?
Not on Alberg, but further down the street there's a...
I remember this application, John. Like, where you're going here is nowhere near what we set out to do. Like, we went out of our way to make this work for you. For you to come forward and suggest that you're going to take one of the residential lots out...
Well, the whole thing, like I said, for us to do something with our property facing St. Mary's... And right in the corner, right at the lights where there is no parking on St. Mary's to even accommodate some. So we just want to make sure that we have ample parking for the business that's going to be involved there. And that was the only way that we could create more parking. And at the same time, the situation that I've been put myself in as far as the way these lots are, people have a hard time being behind a Max. and it, for me to invest more money on something that
wasn't this land, John, zoned from agricultural, where it had almost no value to part
of it
being commercial?
Well, wasn't all agricultural one time?
Yeah.
You know, so...
I think when you came forward the last time with your piece of agricultural land, you understand you understood the lay of the land and that there wasn't great value in this piece of land, and just, I don't know,
unfortunately,
seems to me you're pushing the envelope a little bit here.
Well, we're just questions of clarification now. There's people from the community who want to comment too, so you can ask these comments later. Okay, well, if we ask you to stand aside there, Mr. Casey, but you'll have to come back to rebut. Donna Thoderson? Thoderson? Thordarson. There you go. Thordarson. Okay, there.
Good evening, gentlemen. You know, John's a great guy, and I wish him the best with his commercial. But I'm here because I'm representing the client that purchased Lot 3 that is going to be tremendously affected by this commercial piece that he wants to change Lot 2 to become. When our client initially bought the lot, we were offered a map, this one here, that specifically shows there were four lots. They chose Lot 3. I believe at one time they were even discussing if it went well, they would even consider Lot 2, but that never came to fruition. So, Lot 3 is under construction. It's not pre-sold. John has already iterated the fact that having the commercial piece on the back makes it very difficult. The only way that you can sidestep some of that is through landscaping, dress it up that way. But it is a concern. So the concern, even more so, is the fact that not only do we have commercial on the back side of the property, but now all of a sudden we're going to have commercial right directly next door. And I'm afraid that if that happens, our client is never going to be able to sell that house. They'll have to be giving it away. It's a brand new home. It's based on a cost approach method. We all know what it costs to build a home today. So I do understand he's got a parking concern, but I don't think that our client should be affected by his parking concerns. So that's my thought. I do have a map here if you already don't have one.
We do.
That specifically shows those lots. That's what we were working off of.
Yeah, we've got the map there. So. Okay, thank you very much. Pretty
thank
clear.
You.
Thank you. Brenda Mile and Carter Trim, 74 Alberg Drive. Welcome.
Hi.
I anticipate you're marked for information, so please feel free to tell us what you're...
Okay, well, we're on the property directly on 74 Alberg Drive, which is already the back half of our property is rezoned commercial.
Yep.
So the original plan, which was for, I think it was 8 or 9 parking spots, is really against our back.
Yep.
So what happened was I ticked off information because John has already approached us with the specifics of the plan that he was about, which he didn't mention. So we said we would support the specifics of what he was talking about because for us it doesn't, and I don't know whether you probably know the specifics, which is there's a little triangle shape which borders on the front of our driveway, actually. I don't know whether, you know, it's a regular shaped piece. So that was what he said he would be putting up trees or some sort of barrier, really, on the other part of our driveway. And then there would be a fence along and down the other side. So whether there's a little house there in that little corner or whether a barrier of big trees, you know, seemed okay by us. We knew that there wouldn't be access onto Alberg Drive. We're already beside a commercial property, so we want, you know, the biggest barrier, the highest fence to assure us as much privacy as we can get. So his specific plan seemed all right for us. And so we told him we could support that, but you know, only if it was that way, really. If you know what I, if you know what we're talking about.
I think we do.
Because, you know, the parking spots wouldn't right be beside us because there's a little bit of a wasted space there. And if you got a bunch of tall trees or something, that would be all right. But you know, okay.
That's very clear.
That's where we're all about.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Quick, mm-hmm. So you were presented with an actual plan for something to go on the site?
Yes. John actually brought us the plans, you know, said there would be trees, a fence. You know, we looked at the property and with him, you know, where it would be. So it would have to be that way for us to agree. That's what we agreed to. So this was just a little bit general, you know. We're just looking for our piece of privacy there. The parking spots are already going to be on the back half of our property. And, you know, I wouldn't want this little triangle to be nothing but a little piece of grass, because then you would have commercial pretty obviously right there. But he was saying he would put up some tall trees, barriers. So.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay,
we have no one else here to be heard on this issue, so we will call back Mr. Casey, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, I'm not sure. This is your chance to rebut what you have heard from the previous two delegations, not that the second one was necessarily against what you were proposing, but the first one had some concerns. Is there anything you could say to address the concerns that were voiced by the previous two people?
Well, I think throughout our application on the layout of the plans, we've taken every precaution that we can as far as making sure that there is a high enough fence and also trees along that side to give barrier. I know that trees take a while to grow to their, but at the same time, whether it would be that house that's there or the other house, the commercial property was already there. The only thing that we're asking is that my biggest thing is I want to make it comfortable to have enough parking. And to the way it's laid out, the same people that I was opposing right now, they're the ones that had my houses listed. And they know the situations that I was arising before even they bought that lot. So having said that, the location is where it is. And it's part of St. Mary's, and I want to make sure that it's comfortable for everybody.
Okay. Any questions? No? Thank you very much, Ms. Casey.
Thank you.
Any comments by members of the committee? Councillor Swandells?
No, I'm prepared to make a motion. I'll move that the report to the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
Favour opposed, carried.
That the receipt of public representations be concluded.
Favour opposed, carried.
That the